Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Eureka police officers arrested three men in connection with a stolen vehicle early yesterday morning. Officers were contacted by the victim, who told them she had seen her stolen pickup on West Dollison Street with three men inside. When officers reached the scene, one man, identified as 21-year-old Terrell Brannon, fled on foot while the other two men were apprehended at gunpoint. Those two, 39-year-old Frederick Scott and 24-year-old Jeffrey Aguilar, were then arrested without incident. A K-9 unit was sent in to search for Brannon, who was quickly located, and he was arrested near the scene. A search of the area turned up stolen items from the pickup as well as a shotgun. All three men, who are on active parole, were booked into county jail on possession of stolen property charges, and they are ineligible for bail due to that parole status. A temporary setback for the effort to bring more airline service to the North Coast. Reporter Dan Squire has more.
Don Anabuski, the executive director at the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, provided an update on efforts to restore daily air service to the county. Anabuski said that the Headwaters Fund Board has denied REDEC's request to use community in-kind support as matching funds to complement the $750,000 grant from the Department of Transportation. That money will be used as part of a revenue guarantee to lure an airline to expand business at the airport. REDEC will now go back to raising financial support in an effort to match the Headwaters $250,000 grant and are still about $80,000 short of the matching funds.
Thanks, Dan. We checked in with Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg about his thoughts on the county general plan, a very large document that he says needs to be fully understood.
And I'm hoping it brings the trust back into the document. And if there's stuff in there that just doesn't make sense, we'll take it out. If there's, you know, but there's a lot of stuff in there that makes sense that was hammered out over the last 12 years that I understand how much time people have put in, and by no means want to throw all that away. It's just I just want to see the changes more clearly so I know exactly what I'm voting on. And if there's stuff in there that doesn't make sense, then we can have a conversation about it and vote on it and see if we want to keep it or not.
At this time, county staff are preparing a new form to show the changes in the county general plan. More law enforcement news as yesterday morning, Eureka police responded to the 1400 block of Broadway on reports of a naked man who had crawled through a business near the location. Officers located the man partially clothed in the parking lot of the 76th station at 14th and Broadway. Subject was doing backward somersaults and talking nonsensically. Officers said they saw extreme signs of drug influence. They attempted to detain him. However, he stripped off the rest of his clothes and became combative. A short altercation took place, and he was soon restrained with the assistance of additional officers. While restraining the subject, he continued to talk nonsensically and attempted to defecate on officers. He was taken into custody. The officers involved in the scuffle, they suffered minor bumps and abrasions as a result of the incident. The subject is identified as 42-year-old Timothy Edward Hansen. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili. Or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good. Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack. And you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The Humboldt County Drug Task Force, along with sheriff's deputies, served a search warrant at a residence on Butler Valley Road near Neyland. Six people were detained on the 40-acre parcel, although only two were taken into custody. One of those two, 27-year-old Brian Zimmerman, barricaded himself in the residence, refusing to open the door. Deputies had to force their way in, and they took Zimmerman into custody without incident. A search of the residence found more than 1,500 growing marijuana plants, both in the residence and in greenhouses on the property. Officers found more than $3,400 in cash, a rifle, a pistol in the residence, and Zimmerman was booked on several charges, including possession, cultivation, as well as being armed in the commission of a felony. The second man arrested was 30-year-old Jeremiah Cody Funk, who was found in a garden tending to nearly 200 plants. Funk was also armed, and he was arrested, booked on numerous charges as well. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.